Welcome to KGFX Beyond the Mic. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. A former Pierre resident who's gone on to travel the world with her job as the host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom will be back in town April 28, 2019 to share her message of wildlife conservation and sustainability. Stephanie Arney tells DRG News and Farm she'll share some of her favorite experiences.
I actually grew up in Pierre, South Dakota. I went to elementary school and high school there, and then I went to South Dakota State University in Brookings.
Go Jacks!
Woohoo! I actually got my degree more so in human-animal development and behaviorism. So my passion was actually helping people understand why we think and feel and behave the way we do. And I wanted to extend that information to how do animals think and feel and why do they behave the way they do. Now let's combine that and figure out how we can coexist with each other so that we have a healthier planet for all living things.
Well, from South Dakota State University in Brookings to hosting the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom TV show, tell me about the road, how you got from there to there.
Well, after South Dakota State University, I had this opportunity to really use what I was learning, so my communication skills and my passion for wildlife conservation. And I took that to the Omaha Zoo, and I just really fell in love with connecting not only with the public, but with the scientists as well. And what I was finding is that zookeepers and scientists and conservationists worked so hard to figure out how we can coexist with animals locally and globally, but they didn't quite have the time, nor had the ability or the skill set to communicate with the public on their projects and their work. And what they were doing was so incredible. And I just really wanted to share the positive stories that were out there. Obviously, I want people to be aware of the hard stuff that's happening as well and our influence on that. But I really feel like it's important that we see the positive stories as well so that we don't become sad and angry and apathetic. And so I left the Omaha Zoo, and I spent all of my 20s bouncing around trying to learn more, as much as I could, in the zoological field, animal sanctuaries, rescues, aquariums, but also ecotourism and conservation projects out in the wild. So yeah, I traveled all around the world to gain this knowledge, from fishermen to CEOs to conservationists and business owners, so that I could try to have a big picture idea of how everything's working and how we can improve it so that businesses didn't lose a whole lot of money, but that they would be inspired by the public to make more sustainable projects so that the world can be healthier. And so, yeah, I bounced around to Papua New Guinea and Australia and New Zealand and Africa. And after about 10 years, I came back to the country, found out that Mutual of Omaha was looking for a new host. I applied along with over 2,000 people, and somehow I won. And for the last 5 years, I've been sharing those stories, primarily based in the U.S., of these incredible people doing great work to help save everything from crocodiles and wolves to manatees and snakes in our country.
Many people out there may think that for humans and wildlife to both exist on the planet, we need to keep our worlds separate. Is that what you've seen, or as you've traveled and moved and watched the interactions, your thoughts on that?
I absolutely see that. And I see it, you know, everywhere I go around the world, everybody thinks and feels differently about animals. We're all raised differently. Some of us see us as we need to be separate. We're above them. They're here just to eat. Some of us look at them as sacred animals. Some look at them like, oh, we're meant to work together and we can use them for work as well. So it's combining all of those things and figuring out how we can coexist. And what I am finding, though, is that at least in the U.S., we try really hard to separate ourselves, except for when they're cute and cuddly and we're definitely not afraid of them. So like with manatees, we want to live amongst them. But we also want to go boating and we want to go swimming and we want to be able to do what we want down there. What's really frustrating and what I hope people understand is that the more we learn about that species, then we can try to figure out other ways where we can coexist, where you don't have to worry about your business or, hunting or some type of harmful interaction, where you and your family and the animal can still be alive and still exist peacefully. And so that's kind of a goal I feel like I'm starting to work towards is, you know what? We can't separate ourselves. We're all sharing this world. They were here before us. We are kind of slowly intertwining and embedding ourselves everywhere. And they're trying to coexist with us and adapt along with us. And some animals are doing great, like crows, for example, and others are really struggling. So I think what's really important is we just take a step back and we go, okay, so we really find these animals more important, or we make more money off of these animals or this industry and these less. What can we do so that we can coexist knowing the behavior of those animals to make it less harmful for everybody involved? So that's something that I'm trying to learn more of right now. No matter what, we're going to be embedded and be working. We can't separate ourselves from them.
Well, you're going to be speaking this weekend in Pier at T.F. Riggs Theater, of course, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Is that right?
That's absolutely okay. Right. 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon at Riggs.
Will you be bringing some of your animal friends with you?
I won't. Actually, what I'm more excited about sharing right now is the work that I just did in South Africa. Got back a couple weeks ago, and the story I want to share is how entities like the Association of Zoos and Aquariums and National Parks and the government and all these other NGOs, other nonprofits focused on wildlife conservation, how they're looking at the big picture of wildlife and saying, what can we all do to combine our skills and talents and knowledge to solve a really big issue? And one specific issue I just filmed is the very close extinction of the African penguin. Some of you might be going, wait, what? There's a penguin in Africa? There is. And a lot of us haven't heard about it or what they have struggled with, but I'm going to speak about, okay, here we have a problem. Since the 1800s, we have just made it very difficult for this penguin to exist with about 6 different main struggles that we have pushed upon them. But I want to show how these individuals have all come together and found a solution to help not only protect and save the species, but also increase their population very, very quickly. And how I'm hoping that when they see, hey, here's a problem, here's the struggle, but look, people came together and said, let's stop fighting, let's get together, come up with a solution, and they did, and it's successful, and it's positive, and that story can go across the world. It can really, if it's not a penguin, it could be the pheasant, it could be a tiger beetle, it could be the manatee. It's unfortunately, it had an impact on some animals, and I want to show you what we can do to make a positive difference and leave people with some tips and tricks and hopefully empower people to do what they can with the animals and the environment in their own state, in their own community. I just really want to catch everybody up in what I've been working with, the things that I have learned in the process of working with all these different entities and in film and entertainment. And I want to leave people with positive stories that hopefully increases their joy, hopefully makes them feel like, hey, look, I can do something. I can do something little every single day. And if I have the luxury to do more than that, what's some other big things that I can do within my community? Because if we all focused on our communities, if we focused on Brookings, Pier, if we focused on South Dakota, if we focused on the U.S., and each person did that within their own community throughout the globe, I know the world will be a healthier place. But it first takes us taking a step back, respecting each other's thoughts and ideas, listening, and then putting our egos down and coming up with a creative solution together.
Arnie was named host of Wild Kingdom Webisodes in 2013. She speaks April 28th, 2019 at 3 p.m. in the T.F. Riggs High School Theater in Pier. Admission is free. Donations will be accepted on behalf of the Creative Animal Foundation. For KGFX Beyond the Mic, I'm Jody Heemstra.